Okay, today's Avos Bracha Daf Nun Zayin with Tav Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. A lot more dream interpretations today. Haroa Huna Bechalom Nasa Nes. If you see someone named Huna in your dream, a miracle is going to happen for you because the Nun of Huna is a representation of the word Nes. Chanina Chanania Yochanan Nasa Nisim Nasim Lo. And if you see those three names that have two Nuns in them, even more miracles are going to happen to you. Haroa Hesped Bechalom. You see a eulogy in your dream. Veneshamayim Chasu Alav Padu Vahanimili Bechatva. Right. So if you saw a eulogy in your dream, that means that that you initially had a gzar din mavet, and they forgave you for it in Shemaim, and so you're not going to have to say the eulogy in real life. You're saying it over in Shemaim. That's only if you saw the written eulogy, not if the eulogy was being delivered. Aone Yeshem Erabam Varach. In your dream, you said Yeshem Erabam Varach. Muftach Lachshu Ben Olam Va. You're Ben Olam Haba. Akor Kriyat Shema. If you read Kriyat Shema in your dream, Roish Tishra Lav Shchina El Shadu Ein Doro Zakalikach. Right, you're worthy of having the Shchina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu rest upon you, but your generation is not worthy of it. Hamanech Tefillin Chalmi Tzabak Gedula. Someone who puts on a tefillin in his dream should expect greatness. That the nations of the world are going to see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name is called upon you. And we learned in the Braita, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. The Rabbi Elazar says that are those. That's a reference to the Tefillin Shebarosh that they're going to see. Someone who davens in his dream, it's a good sign as long as he doesn't finish his tefillah. Someone who sleeps with his mother in his dream can expect intuition. Shneimar ki aim labina tikra, because she will be called a mother for intuition. Habal nara meursa itzap latorah. Someone who sleeps with a betrothed young woman in his dream can anticipate Torah. Shneimar Torah tivalanu Moshe Morashah kilat Yaakov. So that which Moshe commanded upon us, the Torah, which is an inheritance for us. Don't read inheritance, Morasha, Ela Me'ursa, betrothed. So that's why if you sleep with a betrothed woman in your dream, it's a sign that you're going to be inheriting Torah. Sleeps with a sister in a dream, anticipates Chachma. Shneimar Emor L'Chachma Achotiyad. You say to wisdom, or to wisdom, that you are my sister. Someone who sleeps with a married woman in his dream, he's a Ben Olam Haba. That's only if you don't know who she is and you weren't thinking about her all day, because then you know why you're sleeping with her in your dream, because you're thinking about her that day. Someone sees wheat in his dream, sees peace. That he's going to put peace in your borders and he's going to satiate you with wheat. Someone sees barley in his dream as all of his iniquities have been wiped out. Right, that your iniquities will be wiped out and atoned for. Amar Vizera, Ana lo salkim bava laaretz ad dechazay sarei bechalma. I did not leave Eretz Yisrael. I did not leave Bava to go to Eretz Yisrael until I saw barley in my dreams to know that I was atoned for. Haroe gefen teuna. If you see a vine filled with grapes, bechalom in your dream, and ishtom apalim nifalim. Your wife does not have miscarriages. Shneamar ishtocha kegefen puria, as the association of that pasuk makes with a woman giving birth and grapes. Shurake, if you see a vine branch, it's apel Mashiach. You should anticipate that Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar, Oser the Gefen Ira Lushraka Bnei Atono, that Mashiach is going to tie his donkey to a grape branch. A vine, and the association about a vine brings about Mashiach. Haroa Te'ena B'chalom. If you see a date in your dream. Sorry, a fig in your dream. Torato mishnameret bekirbo. So your Torah is preserved inside you. Shneimar notzat teena yochal piria. Someone who guards is teenim. He will eat its fruit. Haroa rimoni b'chalom. If you saw pomegranates in your dream, zutre pariska kirimone. Right. If you saw small pomegranates, okay. So your business is going to increase. Rav Revi aske kirimona. Right. And if you saw big pomegranates, then your business is going to become very, very big. Palge. If you saw slices of pomegranates, if you're Talmud Chacham, you should anticipate Torah. Shneamar eshakecha miyayin rekach me'asis rimoni. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed you drink and give you to drink wine and the juices of pomegranates, which is a metaphor for Torah. Ve'im amaretz, if you're not aretz, you're not Talmud Chacham. Mitzapei lemitzvot, you should anticipate being full of mitzvot. Shneamar kepelach harimon rakatecha, right? That your temples are like slices of pomegranates. My rakatecha, what does it mean? Your temples rakatecha? That's really an allusion to a different word. Afilu rikanin shebicha. Even the empty ones among you, I mean the ones who don't know any Torah, Malayim mitzvot kirimon, they're still filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. Haroa zeitim chalom. Someone who sees olives in his dreams, zutre, if they're small, pari v'rebi v'ka'eske, because they're zeitim. Right? So your business is going to increase, it's going to be preserved, it's going to be sustainable like olives. Hanimili, pari, aval, as ilane, avyanle, banim, merubin. And that's Davka talking about the fruit of the olives. However, if you see the tree, you're going to have a lot of children. Shneimar banecha kishitle zaitim, right? As it's written that your children are like olive plants. Ika de amri, those who say aroazai b'chalim shem tov yotzelo, that if you saw an olive in your dream, that you're going to have a good reputation. Shneimar zait ranan yafe pritoar kara Hashem shimcha, that Gosh Baruch Hu calls out your name, and it's a very positive association with the name that Gosh Baruch Hu calls you, and olive. Haroa shem and zait b'chalim, if you see olive oil in your dream, it's or Torah, you should be anticipate the light of Torah. Shneimar v'ichu alech Hashem and zait zach lemor. So Hashem and zait zach was used, the pure olive oil was used to light the menorah for the light, and so you see olive oil, you anticipate the light of Torah. Harat tamarim b'chalom. If you see dates in your dream, tamu v'natav, right? Your iniquities were wiped out. Shneimar, or they have ceased. Shneimar tamu v'necha batzion, that your iniquities have ceased. The daughter of Tzion. Amar of Yosef aroa is b'chalom. You see a goat in your dream. Shana mitbarechet lo. You're going to have a blessed year. Ezim shana mitbarechot lo. And if you see multiple goats in your dream, you're going to have multiple blessed years. Shneimar v'dai chalav ezim lechmecha. You're going to have enough goat's milk for your bread. Haroya hadas b'chalom. You see a myrtle in your dream. Nichasav mitzlichin. Your property is going to be successful. Ve'im ein lo nichasim. If you don't have any property, Yerushan afelu makomacha, you're going to get inheritance from a different place that you weren't expecting. Amar Ula says Ula v'amri lav matanita tana v'hu dechazav bechanaihu. That's only if you saw these things in the myrtle in its stock still, but not when it's already plugged. Haro etrog b'chalom adur ula v'nekano. If you saw an etrog in your dream, then you were glorified before your master, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar priyetz hadar kaput marim, because an etrog is called a priyetz hadar. So lulav in your dream, and lo elaliv echaliv shemayim. It means you only have one heart, and that's for your father in heaven. Avaz bechalom yitzapel chachma. If you see a goose in your dream, you should anticipate wisdom. Shneimar chachmot b'chutz turena, that the chachmot, the wisdom is walking around outside and making noise, similar to a goose. Vabaale, and you sleep with it. Have roshiva. You're going to be roshiva. Amarav ashi ani reite uvate alei v'salekti legdu laktaka. That exact thing happened to me. That's what I saw. That's what I did, and I became a roshiva. Someone who sees a rooster in his dream, to anticipate a male child. You see multiple roosters, you anticipate multiple male children. A hen, you anticipate a very nice garden that will cause you to rejoice. You see eggs in your dream. Whatever you ask for is currently being weighed. It's in the balance. If that broke, that means what you asked for is going to be answered. V'chein egozim, similar to nuts. V'chein kishum, similar to cucumbers. V'chein kol klitz chuchid, v'chol anishbarim ke'elu. Right, and all glass vessels and really anything that's fragile. That's what it means. Anichlas l'krach nasulu chavatzav. If you see yourself walking into a city, then whatever you wanted is going to happen. Shneimar v'nechem el mechoz chavtzam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to guide you to the place of your will. Hamigaleach rosho, you bechalom, you shave your head in your dream. Simon yafal, that's a good sign for your rosh of zikno. If you shaved your head and your beard in your dream, it's a good sign for you and for your whole family. If you sit in a small boat, right, so a good name goes out for you if you sit in a small boat, and a good name goes out about your entire family if you sit in a big boat. But that's as long as it's floating on the waves, not when it's docked to the shore. And if you go to the bathroom in your dream, simen yafo, that's a good sign. Shneimar meiritzo alipatach v'hanimili delo kanach. Right, and that's only if you're not dirty your hands afterward by wiping yourself. That would not be a simen tov. Ha'olam ha'olil gag b'chalam olil gedula. So you go up to a roof in your dream, then you go up in greatness. Yarad yarad negulato. And if you go down from the roof, you go down in greatness. Abayev Rabbi Amrit Arvayu. They said together, kevan she'ala. Allah. Once you go up, you're up, and you don't come down for your greatness. If you tear your clothing in your dream, then they're going to rip up your gzardin. Ha'omed arum b'chalom, if you stand naked in your dream. Bavel, omed, b'bavel, if you're in Bavel, omed below chet, b'eret Yisrael, omed arum below mitzvot. If you're in Bavel, it's because you're naked from all averot, but if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, it's because you're naked from all mitzvot. Ha'nitvas l'sardiyot, if you're captured by soldiers, shmir anasit lo, it means someone is protecting you. You're having an added protection. Datnuah b'kolar, if they put a metal chain around your neck, they added onto your shmira al shmirato, on top of the shmira that you already had. Hani mila bikola, that's tafka, a metal chain of al chavla be alma lo. But if it's, we're talking about a noose, then that's not the case. If it's like a rope that I put around your neck, then it's not a good sign. Anichlas lagam bichalam, you've walked into a marsh in your dream. Nase rosh shiva, you're going to be rosh shiva liyar. Nase rosh levinikala. And if you walk into a a forest, you're going to be the head of the more advanced students. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Chazu Chalma, Rav Papa, De'ayla Agma, Nase Rosh Shiva, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, De'ayla Yar, Nase Rosh Lebnei Kala. So they both had dreams where they were walking. One walked into a marsh and became Rosh Shiva, one walked into a forest and became the head of the more advanced students in the Yeshiva. Ikidamri Tarvayu La'agma, there's those who say that actually they both walked into a marsh. Aili Ella Rav Papa de Tali Tavla Nase Rosh Shiva Rav Huna Bare de Rav Yeshua de Lo Tali Tavla Nase Rosh Shiva. So Rav Papa, who put a drum around his neck, he became the Rosh Shiva, and Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Bare de Rav Yeshua, who did not have a drum around his neck, did not become the Rosh Shiva. I'm Rav Ashi, and I like to lagmo the Talai Tavla Venavchi Ba Nevuche. Right. So I tied a drum around my neck, and I was drumming the drum while I walked into the marsh, and I became the Rosh Shiva. Tanikama de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amakis Damachalam Avonatav Mechulin Lo. Right. So someone who bloodlets in his dream, his averes are atoned for. Vatanya Avonatav Sidurin Lo. But isn't it said that your averes are enumerated if you do that? I'm a my Sidurin Lo Mechal. Yeah. What does it mean that they're enumerated? Enumerated so they can be wiped out. Tani Kama de Rav Sheshet. The Tana who taught Mishnah in front of Rav Sheshet said the following: Aro Nachman Shchalim Parnasam Zenetlo. Right. Someone who sees a snake in his dream means that he's about to have good parnasa. Nashru Nichpalat. So, and if the snake bites him, then his parnasa doubles. Argo, but if you kill the snake, after parnasato, you lost your parnasa. I'm a little shesher, which said to him, "Kol shekanjer nichbala parnasato." If you kill the snake, all the more so, it's going to be mecha. You're going to have a greater parnasa. Below here, that's not actually the case. Rav Shesher udechaza chavi bechalme bekatle. Actually, Rav Shesher just had a dream that he saw a snake and he killed it, and so he wanted to give it a good interpretation. Tani tamakamet Rav Yochanan called me mine mashkin yafin lechalim. All types of drinks are good to see in a dream. Chutz mini yain, except for wine. Yesh tohu v'tov, yesh tohu v'ra. There are those who drink it for good, and those who drink it for bad. V'yeshto tov lo shneamar, that those who drink it, it's good for them. As it said, v'yayin smach levav enush. Right, that wine will make a person happy. V'yesh shoshotu v'ralo, and those who drink it, it's bad for them. Shneamar, t'nu sheichar la'ovid v'yayin l'mar ha'nefesh, you give wine to the bitter soul. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan atanatan tamin chacham le'olam tov lo. So Rabbi Yochanan said to that Tana, you know, you should really teach that for a tamin chacham, it's always good. If tamin chacham is drinking wine, it's always a good sign. Shemar, it says, Lechu lechmu belechmi vishatu biyayin masachti. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Tzami Lechachamim, you should eat from my bread, and you should drink from my wine, which I poured. Amar Yochanan, Hishkim v'nafal pasuk l'tof piv, Arizin nevuah k'tana. Yochanan said, we saw earlier, that if you woke up and you had a pasuk in your mouth, it's a small nevuah. Tanu benan, shosham melachim him. There are three significant kings to see in your dream. David b'chalam mitzapel lechassidut. If you see David, you should expect piety. If Shlomi mitzapel lechachamim, you see Shlomi, you should expect wisdom. Achav yidagim v'purnut. If you saw Achav in your dream, you should be concerned about punishment, about calamity. Shlosha neviim heim. There are three significant neviim to see in your dreams. Aroa sefer melachim, yitzape legdul. If you see sefer melachim, then you should expect greatness. Yecheskel yitzape lechachma. If you see Yecheskel, you should anticipate great wisdom. Yishai yitzape lenechama. And if you see Yishayahu, you should anticipate mercy. Yirmiah. And if you see Yirmiah, yidag mi rapuranut. And if you see Yirmiah, you should be concerned with calamity. Obviously, we mentioned four names there. There's a machloket about which one you're supposed to take out. Shlosha ketuvim gdolim heim. There are three sefarim in ketuvim, which are significant if you see them in your dream. Aroah sefer tehillim, yitzapel lechassidut. If you see tehillim, you expect piety. Mishlei yitzapel lechachma. If you see Mishlei, then you should anticipate great wisdom. Iov yidag mi rapuranut. If you see sefer Iov, then you should be concerned about the punishment, about the calamity. Shlosha ketuvim ketanim heim. And there's three more minor books in ketuvim that is significant to see in your dreams. Aroah shir shirim, b'sa shir shirim, b'chalam yitzapel lechassidut. You should anticipate piety. Kohel yitzapel lechachma. If you see Kohel, you should anticipate wisdom. Kino tisa eicha yidag meyaporim. You should be concerned with calamity, with travesty. Haroah megilat Esther. And if you saw megilat Esther, neis naselo, a great miracle was done for you. Shosha chachamim him. There are three chachamim that you see in your dream. It's significant. Haroah Rebbe. If you saw Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, b'chalam yitzapel lechachma. You should anticipate great wisdom. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah yitzapel lashir. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, you should anticipate wealth. You should be concerned about punishment. There are three students of Chachamim that if you see them in your dream, they are significant. Also known as Acher, the other one, you should be concerned with punishment. All types of animals are good to see in your dream. Chutz min apil, v'akof, v'akipod. Except for an elephant, a monkey, and an ape. V'amar mar But didn't we learn that if you saw an elephant in your dream, then a nace then something wonderful happened for you, so something wondrous happened for you? Lokash, that's not difficulty. Right? One is when it's in its saddle, one it's not when it's not in its saddle. All types of metal are good to see in your dream. Chutz mi mar pesel ve'kardum, except for a hoe, a chisel, and an axe. Because they're instruments of destruction. That's when you only saw them with their handles, not outside of their handles. All types of fruit are good to see in your dream. Chutz mi mipage tamar, except for unripe tamarim, unripe dates. Kol mine yirako yafin lechalom. It's good to see all types of vegetables in your dream. Chutz mi roshe liftod, except for the heads of radishes. V'amar rav lo yatre adechaze roshe liftod. I didn't become rich. Didn't Rav say he didn't become rich until he saw the heads of turnips in his dream? Kichaze v'kanayhu. Yeah, he saw them in their stalks, not already plucked. Chazak kol mine tzivonin. All colors yafin lechalom are good to see in your dream. Chutz mi tchel, except for tchel you don't want to see in your dream. Kol mine ofod yafin lechalom. So it's good to see all types of birds in your dreams. Chutz min karia v'kafufa v'kur parai. Except for an eagle, owl, an owl, and a kuparai, because they're nocturnal, and they're associated with night, and they look very, very daunting. Right, there are three things you put in the body, and the body doesn't really benefit from them, doesn't enjoy them. Gugadniot, cherries, v'kafniot, v'pagei tmarim, and spoiled dates, or bad dates, and unripe dates. And there are three things that you don't put in your body, but the goof still enjoys them, even though you don't put it in your body. Eluhen, these are the things, rechit v'sicha v'tashmish, right, washing yourself, anointing yourself, and conjugal relations. Shloshah me'ein olam haba. There are three things that are like me'ein olam haba. It's ki'ilu you're in olam haba, or ki'ilu you're experiencing some small portion of what olam haba might feel like. Elohen. These are the things. Shabbat, so if I'm going to celebrate Shabbat, Shemesh, the sun, and Tashmish, Mita, or just as Tashmish. Tashmish demai. What do you mean by Tashmish? Ilam Tashmish Mita. If you were talking about conjugal relations, ha mikchash kachish. That makes someone weaker. How would that be me'en olam haba? Ela Tashmish nekevim. No, it's going to the bathroom. Shasha mashivin da'ato shel adam. Three things put a person's mind at ease. Elohen kol mare v'reach. Right, a nice voice, a nice sight, and a nice smell. Shasha marchivin da'ato. The three things that comfort a person. Shel adam. Eluhen dira na ve'isha na ve'kelim nayim. Right, a beautiful apartment, a beautiful wife, and a beautiful vessels or clothing. Chamisha echad mishishim. There are five things that we experience 1/60th of their ultimate form. Elohen, ish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbat, Shabbos, Shena, sleeping, v'chalom in a dream. Eish echad m'shishim l'gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of gehenim. Devash echad m'shishim l'man. Honey is 1/60th of man. Shabbat echad m'shishim l'olam haba. Shabbat is 1/60th of olam haba. Shena echad m'shishim l'mita. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Chalom echad m'shishim l'nevua. And dreaming is 1/60th of prophecy. Shad varim siman yafe l'chola. There are six things that are a good sign for if you're sick. Elohen. Itosh, sneezing, zeah, sweat, shilshul, defecation, seminal emission, shena, sleep, chalom, dream. Itosh, shichtiv, how do we know sneezing? As it's written, tishotav, tahel, or, right? That he will emit light like a sneeze. Zeah, sweat, dichtiv, bezeah, tapecha, dochalechem, that you'll eat bread by the sweat of your brow. Shilshul, defecation, dichtiv, meher tzoa, livata, velo yamut, lishachad. Kerry, what about seminal emission? Nichtiv yir ezera yarich yamim. You'll see seed, and you'll have extended days. Shena sleep. Nichtiv, it's written yeshanti az noachli. Had I slept, it would have been calming for me. Chalom, a dream. Nichtiv dechlamenev dechenu. You made me healthy, and you gave me life. And we said the other day that chalom and dechlameni mean make me healthy or make me healthy, and chalom is the same etymology. Shishat dvarim marapin etachole. Six things bring give refuah to the chole michalio from his sickness, refuto refuah, and it's a proper refuah and it works. Eloe, and these are the things: karov cabbage, retardian beets, sisin yavashin dried foli, vekiba veheret veyoteret akaved. Certain internal organs of animals, v'yashamim af dagim ktanim. Even there are those who say even small fish v'lo od ela shadagim ktanim mifarin mavrin kolguf shol adam. And furthermore, even if you're healthy and you eat fish, it's good for your entire body. There's 10 things that bring a sick person back to his sickness. Chalav kasha, right? And the sickness is even worse when he gets back. Elohen, these are the things. Ha'ochel basar shor. If you eat ox meat, basar shamin, fatty meat, basar tzali, roasted meat, basar tzvorim, ubeitzat tzluya. the poultry and a roasted egg, tiglachat, or shaving, the shechaim and cress, the chalav, the gvina, and milk and cheese, the amirchats in the bathhouse. V'yesh omrim, af, it goes in, those say even nuts, v'yesh omrim, af geshurim, those say even cucumbers, tanu de Beit Shmuel, it was taught in the mission of Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beit Midrash, lama, nikra, shaman, geshurim, why are they called cucumbers, geshurim, b'pnei, shen, kashan, l'kol, aguf, because they're very difficult for the entire body, kecharavot, like swords. Ain't that like true? V'achdi, v'yom Hashem, Allah, shnei goyim b'vitnech, that didn't Hashem say to Rivka that you have two nations in your stomach? Goyim bevitnech, I'll take goyim elag game. Don't read goyim nations, other game. Very proud people. Rami Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav Elu Antoninus for Rebbe. These are Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus a descendant of Esav and Rebbe a descendant of Yaakov. That radishes, lettuce, and cucumbers would never cease from their table. Right, all times of the year, even when it wasn't in its proper season, that means they had enough money to pay for it. Right? So we just mentioned that cucumbers were a sign, was a good sign that it means that you are very wealthy. We're saying no, it's not a difficulty. One is when they're big, and one is when they're small. Tanurbanan ma babai ma bebeit. Mit babayit shalom. You see in your dream someone died in the house. That's a sign of peace. Achal v'shata babayit. You ate and drank in the house. Siman yafel babayit. It's a good sign for the house. Not alkeilim in a bayit. You took things out of the house. Siman ra'al babayit. It's a bad sign for the house. Tirgma rapapa b'misana v'santala. The Rabbi says davka, not just any keilim, but davka shoes and sandals. Taking out of the house is a bad sign. Kol shakil shichva mali bar misana v'santala. Right, and anything that a deceased person would take out of your house, that's good for it, except for your shoes and your sandals. Kol diayiv shichva mali bar ma'afro v'chadala. And anything that a deceased person gives to you is going to be good, except for dust and mustard. Makom shenek ramimeno avodah zarah. Right, going back to the mission, a place that avodah zarah was uprooted from. Tanabanan aro makulus omer baruch shanatan erachapayim lo v'ritzono. Right, blessed is the one who is angry with the people who violate his will. Makom shenek ramimeno avodah zarah omer baruch shakar avodah zarah ritzono. Right, you see a place that avodah zarah was uprooted from. You say, blessed is the person who uprooted the avodah zarah from his land. Kshim shenek ramakom zeh. And just like he uprooted from this place. Kein takher mekol mekon. You should uproot from all places of Israel. Heishi lev avdem leavdecha. And you should return their hearts to do your service, Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chutz la'aretz ein tzarech lomar v'ashiv lev avdehem leavdecha. And in chutz la'aretz, you don't have to say that they should return their hearts to do your service. They should ruba goyim, because most of them are non-Jews there, so you don't have to say the bracha. You don't have to say that part of the bracha. Rishon ben Lazar omer af chutz la'aretz tzarech lomar ken mipnei shatidim litgayer. Actually, even chutz la'aretz say that, because eventually they're going to convert, in which case you should say the bracha, they should return to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneimar azefochet amim safa brura. I'm going to turn all the nations into one clear language. Darash Rav Muna. Rav Muna says, Babel Arasha tzurich levarech chamesh bracha. If you saw Babel Arasha, right, the evil Babylonia, you have to say five bracha. Ra Babel. If you saw Babel itself, Omer Baruch Shechi Shehichriv Babel Arasha. Say, blessed is the one who destroyed the wicked Babel. Ra Beitoshen Nebuchadnezzar, Vizan Nebuchadnezzar's house, Omer Baruch Shechriv Beitoshen Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. Say, blessed is the one who destroyed the Nebuchadnezzar Arasha's house. Ra Gov Shel Ariot Okif Shana Eish. If you saw a lion's den or a pit of fire, Omer Baruch Shechi Nisim Labotenu. Say, blessed is the one who did miracles for our fathers. As we know that these miracles happened for Daniel in the lion's den, that he was saved, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the pit of fire, they were saved. Makom Ahadeh, in this place. Ra Markulus, if you saw Markulus, the type of idol, Omer, Baruch Shantan, Erech Abayim, Lo Veritzono. Right? So blessed the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who responds with anger towards those who violate his will. Ra Makom Shanot Lumeno Afar, you saw a place that earth is taken away from because it's very rich soil. Omer, Baruch Omer, Voseh, Gozer, Makem. So the one who speaks and does what he says, and who decrees things and sees them to fruition. Rava kiyava chaze chamer d'shakli afra. So when Rava would see a donkey carrying land from one place to the other with rich soil, tarif lu yad al gavai, put his hand on his back, v'amar, ruhutu tzadiki l'ma'aba ruhuta d'maraichu, is, you know, run to righteous one to do the service of your master. Marbari de Ravina kiyava mati l'bavel, Marbari Ravina got to bavel, hava shakil afra b'sujre, he would take dirt in a handkerchief, shadi labara, and he would throw it outside, l'kayim hashenemar, to be mekayim, to fulfill, that's what he said, v'tatia v'mitate hashmad, that I am going to sweep this up with a broom of destruction. Amar Rav Ashi, anaha d'Rav Amnuna lo shamei alea, ela midate v'rachtia l'kuhu. Because I never heard that what Rav Amnuna said to do to make these brachot, but it just made sense to me, so I made the brachot anyway.